listener production. Good afternoon, it's Rosie O'Brien with you. Around 200 jobs will be up for grabs with the creation of a world-first research centre in Brisbane. It's where leading healthcare company Sanofi will create the mRNA vaccine. Deputy Premier Stephen Miles thanking the French company for choosing us.
We'll see researchers attracted here. We'll see people finish their PhDs researching the cures of the future here in Brisbane.
Police are yet to decide the fate of two dogs that fatally mauled a man south of Brisbane on Saturday. The animals attacked 42-year-old electrical meter reader Kane Minion at a property in Logan. They're currently impounded at the local council. Meantime, the Australian Workers' Union has offered its condolences to the co-workers and family of Mr. Minion. It's pushing for greater safety measures for meter readers. Police are trying to track down three women responsible for carjacking an Uber driver on Saturday. It's alleged they flagged the man down along Brisbane Road in Arundel and then pulled out knives before fleeing in his car. The vehicle was last spotted in Ipswich. And the Weather Bureau has issued a low-intensity heatwave for parts of the southeast. Brisbane will reach 35 degrees tomorrow, even warmer in Ipswich at 37. Meteorologist Livio Regano says it's a vast difference to the weather of the past week.
And all of a sudden we'll be sort of exposed to the much hotter and more humid wind coming from over from northwest Queensland. And we'll be stuck with that for about 3 days before another cool change on Friday.
Titans prop Jamin Jolliffe has finally returned to pre-season after representing Ireland at the World Cup. He says he's learned a few lessons he's keen to introduce at club level.
I want to try and get in that starting role and just be that enforcer, that real strong, rock-solid forward for him and get us on the front foot defensively, and that's our goal as a club.
And the Dolphins' Hamiso Tabuai-Fido says he knows the steps to get back on the field following an ankle injury that cut short his World Cup campaign.
Feels pretty good, but it's obviously pre-season, so can take it slow a bit.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.